All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In the show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Tuesday, August 1st. Stocks drop on the first trading day of August. Jolt's jobs are out. 160 S&P companies report earnings this week. Will the S&P hit 4,900 this year? If someone thinks so. Caterpillar and Big Pharma report, plus Zoom gets hammered. And we'll take a look at earnings and do an earnings analysis for Pins and Starbucks. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach of Rockwell Trading. And today we'll call the show Coffee with Mark because I am flying solo. Now, even though I'm handling Coffee with Marcus and Mark solo, I promise that you are in good hands. You could say we have a ton of trading experience here at Rockwell Trading. We know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell it like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, then you are at the right place. Before we dive in, talk about some trades and do some earnings analysis, how we're tackling these crazy markets. Let's take a look at what's moving the market today. And I have a chart of the S&P 500 up. We see yesterday the S&P did finish higher. The S&P finished with a new closing high of the year, closing at 45.89, 88.97 to be exact. So a new high close for the year. This left the month of July positive as well, a nice winning month. The S&P has finished with its fifth consecutive winning month in a row. So nice streak there. The last time we had 5 months in a row was back in 2021. In August of 2021, that is, we actually had a seven-month win streak. So we'll see if the win streak can continue. At least for today, a little bit of a pause here in this momentum. The S&P is down 0.3%. The Dow actually hanging in there, slightly positive for the session, up 7-8 points right now. And we also see that the NASDAQ, kind of in line with the movement that we've seen in the S&P, down 0.4%. So markets are slightly lower here as we digest earnings and also data from the economic calendar. Before we talk more about earnings, let's take a look at the economic calendar. And if we look at PowerX Optimizer and the economic calendar, we do see that there were a few red flag reports. These reports coming out at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern time, ISM manufacturing PMI, actually coming in at 46.4, which was a little bit better than last month, but lower than expected, lower than the forecast. Readings below 50 indicate contraction rather than expansion. So this trend continues. We also had Jolt's job openings. This week is going to be a big week for jobs. And today, kicking off some jobs data that the Fed might take into consideration for their policy, or actually will take into consideration. Although Friday is the biggie for jobs, we see Jolt's job openings coming in a little lower than expected. And this isn't necessarily a bad thing. The Fed would like to see the economy remain strong as they keep rates elevated and actually increase them. But they'd also really like to see average hourly earnings come down and the job market weaken a little bit. You could argue that the strong job market has kept inflation higher than traders expected, or investors and the Fed had expected. So a slightly weakening jobs market and the economy contracting just a little bit would help that inflation fight. But at the same time, there's been a lot of talk about a safe landing and being able to accommodate the Fed's policy and these higher rates because of the strong jobs market and economy, as long as the trajectory and inflation continues to fall and drop towards that 2% level. So we'll see. Right now, a little bit lower than expected. If we go to the S&P 500 and go to a five-minute chart here, we can see if there was a reaction. And there was a little bit of a reaction. We opened lower, rallied a little bit into that data, pulled back, not significantly, but a little bit of a pullback and then rally since. So not a whole lot of direction, but a little bit of a response there. And this was across the board. So the Dow positive for the session, pulling back a little bit, now flat for the day. The NASDAQ, similar situation, pulling back at 10 a.m. Eastern, but NASDAQ actually getting back to highs of the day, although that's still negative for the session based on yesterday's close. If we look at some other markets here, we see that crude oil also lower. So everything seemed to be positive yesterday, but now everything seems to be negative. Crude oil down 1%. After this big run-up since the end of June, not a real big deal, down 1%. We see that we're trading in this 67, 82, 83-ish range. And although we had a quick run-up, still in a range that we've seen this year. Crude oil down over 1%. Nat gas down 2.6%. Gold down 1.4%. Silver down 2.6% for anybody that keeps an eye on silver. And with the markets a little more volatile and maybe some more price movement on the horizon, the VIX is higher, up 3.8%. So the fear index tracking S&P 500 options premium has popped a little bit, which for option sellers is a great thing. I love to see the VIX a little bit higher. And being at these lows, it looks like we're due for a spike. We saw the last real spike was back in March when we experienced the banking crisis there with some regional banks. Since then has dropped significantly lower at historic lows or lower ranges here. Be nice to see a little more premium there to take advantage of as an option seller. Now, in addition to jobs, the week is highlighted by earnings. In fact, it's the busiest stretch for the S&P 500 with 160 companies reporting this week. So we are in the middle of earnings season and it's a busy, busy week. So far, earnings have beat expectations with 82% of the S&P beating expectations according to FactSet. Now, on top of that and some data, let's go back to the S&P because I did see that an analyst from Oppenheimer believes that the S&P will be at 4,900 by the end of the year. This is a 6.8% increase from yesterday's close. That's a pretty, pretty bold prediction. That would be putting the S&P at record highs, getting through the highs that we saw at the very, very beginning of 2022 when the S&P set a record and then tumbled. So this analyst, John Stolzfus, he raised the target saying that it's on the Fed's rate cycle, which now appears to be closer to a pause or an end than it has been since March of 2022, with both the CPI headline and CPI core numbers as well and other gauges showing improvement. So at least one analyst thinks that it's 4,900. Here we come right now, S&P up 18.7% year to date. So that would be a nice increase. We'll have to see. We will have to see. Now let's go back to PowerX Optimizer. Just take a look at the heat map, see what's potentially moving and how this is distributed across the board. So S&P 500, we do see that it's really a broad dip where there's a lot of red, right? Sometimes you see that the red is in the big seven, the magnificent seven, so to speak, and some of the large caps maybe not distributed. But all in all, it's pretty evenly distributed. The market is a little bit lower. Now, there are some positive moves, some positive reactions here, and notably earnings move. So if we take a look at Caterpillar as an example, Caterpillar up 7.8%. Let's see exactly where we're at right now. Yeah, 7.5%. So Caterpillar, they reported earnings that beat expectations. They said that this was helped by greater equipment demand and higher sales across its major segment. So an earnings beat there. Nice move for anybody that owns shares of Caterpillar. And look at this one just go. Real strong year this year. Well, after falling early on, getting right back up to these highs, taking out highs on this gap higher. So a nice move for Caterpillar and anybody that owns it. We also had some big pharma reporting. Let's look at Pfizer, PFE. So Pfizer shares a little bit on the move. We see started lower, but actually now up 1.3%. So Pfizer, they reported mixed results. Their earnings topped expectations, but revenue came down lower. They said that this was due to lower COVID-related sales. Initially, traders responding negative to that data, but then since have rallied. And, you know, at some point, I think that the COVID-related sales is kind of a no-brainer after the big, big push. It's definitely changed. And that is something that we saw even with like DHR. We did an earnings plan on DHR where based on that statement, it was kind of like, hey, sure, that's to be expected. And it bounced right back just like we see Pfizer so far this morning. Now, Merck was another company reporting. They reported a smaller than expected loss. They opened up strong, but have since turned negative. So down 0.4% right now. So a smaller than expected loss. Revenue was better than expected. They said thanks to their drug Keytruda sales. And the numbers also reflect a $10.2 billion charge related to its acquisition of Prometheus, a company that specializes in autoimmune disease treatment. So the numbers there reflecting that. And again, starting the day very strong, but it has since pulled back and is now negative, down 0.4%. Now, Zoom, not looking too hot. Actually, let's try this again. I should know that. ZI, there we go. Look at this. Zoom getting hammered, just getting beat up, down, what is this, 24.4%. Having a rough one. Strong, you know, 2021, going negative in 2022. 2023 has not been Zoom's year. And now at lows of the year, down 24%. They reported weak outlook for the third quarter, which was an issue. So even though they reported better than expected numbers, a better than expected earnings per share, and also, actually the revenue was a little bit lower. Their third quarter revenue outlook being weaker, investors not liking that. So Zoom gapping down and taking a little heat. Now, with that said, let's take a look at some earnings analysis. So if we go to the Earnings Whispers calendar here, we see that after the bell, we have AMD. We've talked about AMD. We did a review of AMD. We have Devon, Pinterest, Starbucks, MicroStrategy, Pioneer Natural Resources, SolarEdge, Elf. This is SPCE, right? And then Lumen. Before the bell tomorrow, CVS, Humana, Generac, Kraft Heinz, a few others as well. Let's take a look at Starbucks and also Pinterest, though, and see what has happened in the past. See if we could take that data and maybe have a little more insight into what might happen. And let's, we'll look at Pinterest first. So Pinterest, if we look at the earnings performance, they have a tendency to beat, right? 11 out of the last 12 quarters, beating expectations. The price movement, overnight reaction, 8 out of 4 times. So 67% of the time, the overnight reaction was positive. Up 14.5% on the reaction on average versus being down 9.8% or 9.9% on the reaction. So the overnight reaction tends to be positive, and on average, the average increase is outpacing the average loss. On the seventh day, which if I was holding a trade into earnings would be the most significant for me, it would be what happens here. And we see that on average, 67% again, higher on the seventh day versus being down 4%. We see that the average is really split here, though. So even though the positive reaction tends to be the case and to be true after 7 days, if there is a negative reaction, it tends to be bad. right? Down 18% on average when we look at the reaction on the seventh day versus, actually, I could slide over here. This is what the seventh day looks like. So you see that on the seventh day, based on the last earnings reaction, down 21%. Quarter before that, down 9%. Back in 2021, down 18.3%, also down 23.7%. So although Pinterest tends to beat earnings, and although there tends to be a positive reaction to that earnings release, and although on the seventh day, it tends to be higher. That looks like if that trend remains true, then Pinterest should have a nice couple of days. But if it's a bad reaction, it tends to be nasty. So we'll have to see. Based on the numbers, my guess, earnings beat, positive reaction, and on the seventh day higher. Now, let's take a look at Starbucks and see what Starbucks looks like. And Starbucks here, also tending to beat earnings. 8 out of the last 12 times beating earnings, there were 2 misses and then also meeting expectations. Now here it's the opposite. So the overnight reaction tends to be negative. 8 out of 12 times there's a negative reaction. On average, it's 3.2% versus the 4 times out of the last 12 quarters being positive, 5.5% would be the gain. On the seventh day, we see that it's a little more but still leaning towards a negative reaction, being down 3.6% on average versus being up 6.2% on average. So with this one, it's a little more mixed based on what we've had in the last 12 quarters, kind of all over the place, no clear direction. My guess, earnings beat, worse reaction on the reaction to that announcement, and then on the seventh day, slightly lower. So how do we use this information? And this is where both Marcus and I, we tend to prefer trading earnings reactions after, when there's that move that catches traders by surprise. There's some really nice premium in the puts, and we have a stock we want to own, and now it's dropped, and we also can sell puts at a nice support level. So that's our preferred way to trade earnings. But there might be some times when we're in a trade going into earnings. And this is where I believe the earnings analysis tool, although past performance is not indicative of future results, we're not flying blind, just going into earnings with our fingers crossed. I do believe that this helps set some sort of expectation. And so, yeah, anything can happen. But if you know that over the last 12 quarters, if there's a positive move, the stock's up 6.2%, and if there's a negative move, the stock's down 3.6%, I think this information can be valuable, because if you're looking at this, you hold shares and you're thinking, there's no way that I want to hold this and see the stock drop 3.6%, probably makes sense to close the trade, right? If you're in this trade, maybe you have a much lower cost basis, you're making money on the stock, and you do believe that the stock is going to react positively, not just a hunch, but now you see this and you say, okay, I'm good with the 6.2%. And if on average the stock drops 3.6%, no big deal. That doesn't matter to me. I'm totally okay with that risk. Now you have a little data to support that decision rather than just blindly holding on to trades or trading into earnings, you know, thinking on a hunch that something's going to move. So, hey, we'll see what happens tomorrow, but I love the earnings analysis tool. That's how I use it, and it's a nice feature in PowerX Optimizer. With that said, if you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. I'll be back here tomorrow looking for new opportunities, and we'll talk about the trades that we are in as well. Until then, happy trading, everybody.